Now we have a crowded studio. We got Garrett, right? Garrett?
Sure do. Garrett Roach, Hudson, New York. Woo!
All right, welcome. And Elaine?
Hello.
Hi, welcome. We got Rob, and where's Chris? Chris is outside with the ukulele. Rob, maybe you want to grab Chris in here, tell him like, we need some ukulele background music for this stuff.
Yeah, let's get him strumming.
So what's going on out there, Garrett? Tell us what you're thinking.
All right. I have a lineup in my mind of several things to touch on, all mapped out quite well. I'd like to bring up Mr. Michael O'Brien of the Irish Traveling Community in Tralee County, Kerry, who we heard from on the last broadcast that I was on, anyway, of Kieran's as a guest. Some of his family were extras in the film Ryan's Daughter, filmed in Dingle County, Kerry, starring Robert Mitchum. And there's one scene where his sister, who sadly since passed away several years ago, Margaret O'Brien, is seen during the storm scene overlooking the ocean and observing them bringing the guns in, etc. She has a shawl on, the little girl. That's Margaret O'Brien. And she also can be seen for 1 second walking, holding Robert Mitchum's hand. The family was paid £50 each to be extras in that, as they were residing in the Dingle area at the time. And also, I'd like to touch on the tune I had played from Dave Dannon's Irish RM album in the last broadcast in honor of Michael O'Brien, The Teetotaler. That was a very good example. Dave Dannon's early work, they did not use a guitar. There was no guitar in the old Irish dance music. It was not until about the 1950s that the guitar began to appear in the Irish dance music, and then you have people singing along with it and such, but much of it has been filtered down over the years between the way when the Irish traveling people were, you can say they were the first, the founders of Irish music. Also, I'd like to touch on the fact that recently myself and my dear friend Rob Gellis were interviewed on a taped broadcast, which will be shown on Channel 11, the local Mid-Hudson cable channel on television, with Jim Riley, ironically, R-I-L-E-Y. Who knows? You never know, Kieran. Maybe way back in the old sod.
Who knows?
But
probably
that'll be
related.
That'll be broadcast in August, and it will be replayed on television a few times, plus there'll be a YouTube link to it. I was also interviewed individually, thanks to information from Rob that this was occurring, at the Twin County Recovery Service by Chris Conway of Raw Photography in Greenville, New York. But I was interviewed at the Twin County Recovery Service building behind the courthouse here in Hudson. They were doing a documentary on the epidemic of heroin in Hudson and in society in general. And I used it as an opportunity to promote the Positivity Group. And he was near the end of filming, and he told myself and the other cast, I had to let the camera roll a few more minutes with what you were talking about. He said, I couldn't stop right there. I had to let it go a little while longer. And
well, positivity is absolutely important.
Definitely.
In,
and I have
face of that kind of epidemic, right?
Well, thanks a trillion, Kieran. And you're an epitome of the Positivity Group.
Wow.
Let me tell you.
No way.
Right now.
Really?
You get people going, you bring them together,
we talk some pretty serious stuff too, though, you know.
Positivity. And we have my new friend I'd like to announce, Robin Wilson. We met through a pen pal website. And it's amazing because, as I say, a new friend who feels like an old friend is a friend for life. She and I have, it's amazing when you can, you know, click immediately with some people right away and you feel like you're old friends.
Mm-hmm.
Very special. Robin Elizabeth Wilson of Columbia, Missouri. We had a chuckle the other day because I'm in Columbia County, and
she'll be
taking the time to fly out to see me the end of September.
Okay.
Also, and loads of love to you, Robin. You're an incredible soul. And I'd just like to touch on, I have had an interest in photography, which has been a passion of mine since age 6. And I shoot and enjoy both film and digital, but I lean towards and prefer film. I enjoy the results more, in particular when it comes to color reproduction. And I have about 30 to 40 cameras in my collection. I shoot old formats as well, which are still available on small markets. and some labs will still process them, Super 8 and regular 8 millimeter movie films, and I have a projector, and I have an old wooden Agfa Ansco box camera that utilizes 120 film, just for examples. Some of my most expensive cameras have been gifts from a former coworker of Walgreens, and also customer, Walgreens customer, ironically. So, also, my good and dear friend, a former resident of the famous Chelsea Hotel in Greenwich Village, New York, David Linter, will be calling in sometime shortly.
Well, and let's hope so.
I have a couple tracks here. I understand what
I've got down it all the wire
together to try and fit in as best as possible for you.
Go for it.
I have a track from a CD by a lady of the Irish Traveling Community, former director of the Irish Traveler Support Group in County Galway, Ireland, Julia Sweeney. Her, the way it works is she is the mother-in-law and auntie of Teresa Barrett, a dear, dear friend of mine in Galway. We've been in touch for many, many years, who sent me the CD. Miss Sweeney has never signed a recording contract, but she sings Irish and country music, and what a voice, and very professionally recorded. So I'd love to have at least one track, let's say the Isle of Innisfree by Julia Sweeney, and one more track today off the Irish RM De Danann album, called Haste to the Wedding, the full-fledged version that was played in that series. And then we have here Elaine, who's prepared to sing the Skyboat song a cappella, if she can get it
there
in.
There you go. Good, good. And Chris brought his ukulele.
Yeah, I did.
You've been writing some stuff lately, Chris?
Actually, I do mostly noodling. You know, I don't know.
Noodling, Chris. You've been knocking them out.
If you want me to do a little noodling, I could do that.
Do a little bit of noodling, because I actually I can't remember what noodling is. So pull on up to the
like
mic.
Noodle away and throw some sauce on top of it if you on your noodles too.
I'll hold it. Right,
tomato sauce, curry sauce, whatever's right to your liking.
I'll show you what noodling is.
Go for it.
There you go.
Whoa.
Noodling. There you go. Thanks, Chris. Woohoo! We are noodling away here in the studio. We got a packed room. Mira, this is good stuff right here.
This is radio gold, as they say.
This is radio gold. I don't know if you may have missed the interview we did with the Irishman from Galway.
No. I didn't. Harry. I saw the first 10 minutes of it, and then I had to go.
Yeah.
But I didn't see the first 10 minutes.
It's pretty interesting, this history of the the travelers, which otherwise we would call maybe gypsies, the gypsies of Ireland.
Right. Yeah.
Very fascinating.
I didn't know they existed until that interview, to be honest.
Yeah,
really?
They still exist.
I mean, I knew that there were gypsies in Europe, but I'd never thought about Irish gypsies. I kind of always thought about like Eastern European gypsies.
Right.
Understandably. Because gypsy
more connotates like of perhaps a Indian origin or Sri Lankan or of that.
They
so
say, yeah.
In Ireland, that's not the case. They're of a very different origin.
The other gypsies are often known as Roma or Romanical.
That's
and
right.
The Irish traveling people, because of their nomadic lifestyle, have tentatively been, you know, labeled the Irish gypsies. Because of a similar lifestyle, but they're a completely separate people from that, being the original natives of that land who were originally, they were first compelled to travel, being thrust off their land.
Were many of them coming out of Romania and other countries that are very welcoming all the time of the Roma?
Yes, that's true as well, Chris, absolutely. But the Irish travelers, they were completely separate people in origin from the Roma, Romanicals. Although in more recent times, there has been a little bit of intermarriage that's taken place because they've teamed up over there because both of the Irish travelers and the Roma gypsies have been mistreated, discriminated against, persecuted throughout the years. But otherwise, as far as their own lineage goes, they're completely separate.
Fascinating stuff.
This is fascinating. So, how about some music? How about some
beautiful
of the stuff
you guys know these guys? You know the Gorillaz? Yeah. Let me get a CD.
The gorillas, the chimpanzees, the monkeys, whatever you got for us.
Well, the monkeys are the old band, remember?
Yeah. I always wonder what Clarksville they're talking about, and Last Train to Clarksville, and what Pleasant Valley they're talking about, Pleasant Valley Sunday, because there's both towns.
Could be Dutchess County.
Could be.
Could be.
But I think that Clarksville can also be Virginia. There's a
couple of all right. You got a CD for us?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Let's go to Julia Sweeney, County Galway. Here's for you as well, Teresa Barrett. Of Innisfree for us, which is track number 7.
Okay. And Rob, did you have a story? You had a little okay.
Yes.
You want Elaine to get in on it, and then if there's time, you might have a story. Okay.
552, I think.
Right. We're doing great at 552. All is well in the Hudson studio.
Yes.
We'll work our way. Number 7, please.
I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. But your body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreamed unto an exile. Especially when it happens, he's in exile from that dear lovely isle of Innisfree. And when the moonlight peeps across the rooftops of this great city, though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. I wander o'er green hills to dreamy valley, no other land could know. I hear the birds make music fit for angels, and watch the rivers laughing as they flow. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. But though they pay the food waste here with gold, I still would choose my isle of Innisfree. I still would choose my free.
got phone calls coming in. We got two songs playing. Hello. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Karen. This is, my name is David, and I've been listening to the shows since Garrett started being a part of your show, and I had like 2 cents to the day, and I thought at least do a couple of things, and I was hoping I could get through and perhaps get that out to your audience.
Yeah, go for it. We only have just like a second or two, but go for it.
Right now?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, the first thing I just thought might be interesting to people is that when Garrett was talking about the Irish Travelers, when you guys were talking about that, is that James Joyce's Ulysses, can't get more Irish than that, he made one of his two heroes, Leopold Bloom, Jewish, on purpose, an Irish Jew, because he always felt that the Irish and the Jews had a lot in common because of being wanderers.
That's absolutely fascinating. It's fascinating, David. And
it's really, really interesting.
And if you can decipher more of Ulysses in the next 30 seconds, I will be impressed.
Okay.
Anything else you got for us, David?
Say it again?
Anything else you got for us?
I'm right here.
You want to share anything else with us? Because we just got to wrap it up.
Yeah, the other thing is I just wanted to say a little bit about Garrett, because he doesn't talk about himself enough.
Okay,
and
go for it.
He's become a very dear friend of mine. And he's too modest.
All right. On that note, well,
thanks.
So there
thank
we go.
You so
David
much,
Lynch, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. Lane's ripping out on the Skyboat song right now. We will see you all next week. It's the Monday afternoon.